Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years. With 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno, more at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is calling in from Juno Public Library. Hello, Kate Inge. Hi.
Hi, Shelley.
How are you today?
I am doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, good. We're all hanging in there. We're holding up okay.
Yeah, we're all taking it one day at a time.
Right, right. Could you maybe give me the latest on the library's continuity plan for those who haven't heard?
So is this about the library cards?
Well, I wanted to talk about that, but first of all, I just wanted to let everybody know that you guys are close to the public.
Right. We are close to the public.
And what's the current plan for that?
Our current plan right now is reopening on Tuesday, March 31st. We asked people over the weekend to come borrow a bunch of items so to kind of tide them over for the 2 weeks that we were closed. We're not charging fines for while we're closed, and people can hang on to their items until after we reopen. They don't have to feel obligated to return them now, especially if they're feeling sick or are taking care of other people.
Right. Good. Very good point.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that you can still get a library card if you don't have one. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Right. We want as many people in Juno to be able to access our online resources, which, as you know, we've talked about, they're really great and we have a lot. So for the time period while we're closed, if you don't have a library card, you can call up the Juno Public Library. Our downtown library branch number is still working and there's staff available to answer it. And we just need your some few pieces of information, and we can give you a library card barcode number, and you can then go right online and start accessing our e-resources.
Great. Thank you. Well, before we start talking about the online resources that you guys have to offer, I just wanted to ask, what are you reading right now to keep yourself occupied?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I always do.
So right now, I'm reading a kind of a funny fantasy novel called, No Room for Old Gnomes, or something like that. It's a play on No Country for Old Men, but there's gnomes in it. And it's written by Delilah Dawson. It's a very, punny, funny fantasy book, and I just needed right now something to escape. I know a lot of my coworkers are reading and watching things that are due with plagues and dystopias and all that kind of themes, and I just wanted a break, and so I started reading something fun.
Oh, that's good. That sounds good. I made it to the library on Sunday, and I picked up a lot of novels, but the one I'm reading right now is Gin Patrol on the Purple Line, pretty new book from Deepa Anapara. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's sort of a mystery novel set in the Basti or slums in a region of India, and it sort of focuses on three kids that are trying to find one of their friends who went missing and find out what happened to them. It's a really unique novel. I've never read anything like it.
This is a great time to try new things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that book that I picked up is an actual hard copy, but one of the things you wanted to talk about today is your online resources for ebooks, audiobooks, yeah, and much more. I also have quite a few items on hold on those online as well. So what would you like to share with our listeners who aren't familiar with those resources?
So we have the database Listen Alaska or Alaska Digital Library for ebooks and e-audiobooks, but we have a whole bunch other resources that people might not associate with the library. You have we pay so that everybody with their library card can get access to the New York Times. We have a link to tutor.com. So if you're looking on making sure you don't fall behind, or if your kids are at home working on homework, they can get help with math and English. We have several databases that provide you with like old copies of, well, not even old, like current copies of magazines like Consumer Reports and Alaska, Good Housekeeping, and a whole bunch of medical databases as well, if you're looking for information on either COVID-19 or just general health information.
Terrific. I have kind of bulleted out the ones that I know about, at least for ebooks and audiobooks, Libby Overdrive and Hoopla. Do you want to talk about each of those and let people know what they can use them for?
Sure. So Libby and Overdrive are actually the same. They're two different apps that go to Alaska Digital Library. The Libby app is more user-friendly, so if you haven't really used your phone, smartphone, or for ebooks or e-audiobooks, or you just want something that's kind of straightforward interface, Libby is very easy to use. Overdrive will give you the access to the same books. It's just a little bit more clunky interface, so it might not be as intuitive to use if you're just starting out on accessing ebooks and the audiobooks. And Hoopla is our database that will give you access to a wide range of ebooks, the audiobooks, movies, music, some comics, and TV shows. And the caveat with Hoopla is there's no waiting, unlike with some items on Alaska Digital Library, but we only provide 3 credits per library card, so you can use those up really fast if you're stuck at home and trying to find things to entertain yourself or to read while you're while we're closed.
Right. And no plans to expand those credits for this time period?
Not as far as not right now, not as far as I know. We really want people to use Alaska Digital Library because we have a wide variety of books and like audiobooks that we've kind of bought just for our patrons. So there's a wide variety on there. People can also, with their library card, access Canopy, and that's Canopy with a K, and they have movies and documentaries that, again, you have to pay a credit, and we provide 8 credits for our patrons. But because of so many libraries around the country are also closed to the public, Canopy is providing 20 credit-free movies and documentaries for a wide range of people to watch. So you have access to that. And kids, their Canopy Kids section is completely credit free for a month. So from March 16th for 30 days, people can log on to that Canopy Kids and you can watch Sesame Street, Arthur. There's kid-friendly movies, other TV shows, language learning resources. Like, it's also available.
Well, that sounds great. I didn't know about Canopy. Thank you. Now, if someone is having problems getting these set up on their phone or tablet or computer, how can you guys help to troubleshoot?
So you can contact us like one of two ways. You can call our, what is the downtown library number, 586-5249, and there'll be somebody there pretty much when a library is normally open. We're trying to keep like open hours, so our patrons kind of who already know when we're open and closed, they can kind of call us when they normally could visit the library, and there will be a library person available to answer the phone. Or you can email us at reference@juno.org and we'll be answering email questions as well.
Okay, terrific. Well, those are both really easy ways to contact you guys if we need some help with that. I know I needed a little bit of help when I first got installed those apps, so that's good to know.
Yeah, and we've all used them, so we're pretty good at troubleshooting and helping patrons figure out how to use them on their own.
Now, you guys have a great website as well as a really up-to-date Facebook page.
Yep.
Will you and your staff be posting updates or maybe even more importantly, reading recommendations or viewing recommendations
Oh.
Up online somewhere?
Yeah, so we'll probably be keeping our Facebook page active and updating it frequently with either sharing city updates, library updates, and for more information about e-resources, we can definitely do like read-alikes or reading recommendations, viewing recommendations for the people if you want to check us out on our Facebook page. And any immediate information will also go on our website. Like right now, it's updated to show that we're closed. And if anything pressing changes, we're updating that as well.
And on Facebook, you're at Juno Public Libraries. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. Do you have any ideas or activities or resources that the library is recommending or endorsing or providing for keeping children occupied and learning while they are all out of school?
Yeah, we're sharing daily. We're sharing some of those resources on Facebook. I know that like the City Douglas, Juno Douglas City Museum has taken photos and video of their current collection that they shared on their Facebook page. If people want to, if you want to take a break and look at some art that's available there, several other like museums and zoos, I think from around the world, have put up virtual tours. So you can take a break and learn about some art, and then you can probably tour the museum that's there. Also, our friends at the Alaska State Library, they provide us with SLED, which I wrote down the acronym. I don't have it with me, but
I'm thinking SLED, State Library Education
Database. Yeah,
director.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that. But SLED has a whole bunch of resources. So there's Brain Pop, which just came out with a COVID-19 informational video for kids, so they kind of knew, like, could learn about viruses and how to, like, wash your hands and practice safe hygiene and, like, what, you know, kind of what is going on right now. They have a whole bunch of other videos and resources to kind of help your kids learn. There's tumble books on there, which I think some of the schools might already be familiar with. And so if your kid, so you can access that through SLED. There's a whole wide variety of different resources that are just kind of coming together. And because everybody has been over the last couple of days kind of figuring out what's going on. And I think here pretty soon at the end of the week, we'll be able to kind of consolidate everything and kind of share out, like, here's activities that you can do. Here's, you know, things to go out and discover on our Facebook page and website.
Fair enough. I think a lot of people are kind of getting it together this week, and we'll know more going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys at the Juno Public Libraries have any plans to conduct events online, like virtual story time or anything like that at this moment?
At this moment, it's on the back burner. We're kind of thinking about it, so I can't say yes, definitely, we're going to be having story times online. But it is something that our partner libraries, like Anchorage and Fairbanks, are doing story times online. So it's something that we're kind of researching and seeing if we have all the right equipment to make sure we can stream online and not run into any kind of technical difficulties.
Great. So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Kate Inge from Juno Public Libraries, giving me the rundown on everything that's happening at the libraries, their current plan, and all the online resources that they have available. Kate, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners that I haven't asked you about?
No, just thank you to everybody. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for your understanding, because we want to make sure we can help everybody in Juneau, and right now we're just having to do it kind of in a different way, but we're still here to help our Juneau patrons.
Thanks, Kate. That's really reassuring. I appreciate you speaking with me today, and happy reading.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.